It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening on a Friday, Mike Bell. We got a lot to get to. Tournament action tonight here in the ATL. We will talk to our buddy Bryant McFadden. Of course, he covers the NFL for CBS Sports, and we'll get to him here in about 10 minutes. But as we walked into Twin Peaks today, and we're live in the Kennesaw location, come on out and hang out with us. A few of our regulars are out here hanging out. We'd love to see you guys at up until 7 tonight. The news of Deion Sanders getting a new contract, Mike, has college football buzzing. And it's funny because Abe, who produces the Midday Show, was just talking to us about all the guys that make $10 million or more in college football. And Colorado's Board of Regents approved Deion Sanders' new 5-year, $54 million deal. Look, we know there are going to be some people who say, what's he done? He's done a lot for Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. You know, if you do even a modicum of something at Colorado, look at Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker did 1 year at Colorado, turned into a contract at Michigan State, which now Michigan State seems to be regretting. So in this case, Deion, it looks like it's sustainable. Now, he's going to be getting more big-time quarterbacks coming in. Obviously, he's got an heir apparent for Shador Sanders. Travis Hunter is a generational player, but guys want to play for him. And I do love the fact that, you know, he's sticking it to the conventional wisdom. And look, especially in the world we live in now, with the transfer portal, yeah, there was a time that a lot of folks were still wrapping their head around it. Now, everybody who's taking pot shots at Deion is doing the same stuff he's doing. You're getting rid of the guys that can't make it work. You're bringing in transfer guys. You offered a kid a scholarship and only pull the rug out from under him. Deion's just at least keeping it real with these kids when he first rolled into a Boulder.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, part of this. I mean, his staff, he's hiring former NFL stars and Hall of Famers to be a part of his staff. Mike, if you want to go to the NFL, we've said this. What better guys to coach you than the guys who actually did it and the guys who have yellow jackets? Some of that plays in. He's going to get you ready for the NFL. He's putting guys in the NFL. But I just think the money that he's generated for Colorado, we don't pay attention because we pay attention to Georgia and the SEC. Ask Colorado fans, and I know one really well, how much influence he's had in Colorado with revenue, marketing, ticket sales, merch. I mean, you name it, Mike, across the board, and everything's up threefold. So all of that money that's being generated, even though they're not winning championships, is the reason you give him this contract. And also, we talk about it. Listen, it's not his fault. Everybody gets afraid that somebody's going to come poach their coach. And you got to take care of guys. Mike Norvell, you brought this up. Yeah. Should he have gotten a raise? No. Should Sark have gotten a raise at Texas when Saban left? No. But they were so afraid that somebody's going to come get them.
These teams, and it's funny, these universities that started Notre Dame like 20 years ago, they just seem to basically outbid themselves for some of these coaches. Yeah, I mean, if there's a market, okay, let the market play itself out. But they don't even let these guys get to first base. They're so afraid, to your point, they're going to have to start from scratch. In the case of Norvell, yeah, buyer's regret. But, you know, it's funny. When you look at the guys that are making the big money right now in college football, I think USC now is beginning to say, what are we getting for Lincoln Riley's $10 million a year?
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley doesn't win anything. He doesn't build defense. We're not, you know, we had one year where we got in the top five only to have it blow up in our face and go the other way. So that's one that's not earning it. Dabo is certainly pivoted now to the transfer portal after kind of sticking to his guns. They weren't going to do that. And I think everybody else that speaks for himself. Belichick, you're going to have to pay Belichick that kind of coin to get him there. Certainly, you look at Dan Lanning at Oregon. That's a big guy. Sark, these are the guys that are perennials. And, of course, Kirby. And, yeah, I mean, you look at what Ryan Day is making. He's earned it up there, man. Now, granted, you've got to beat Michigan at some point.
Yeah, you do.
But Deion,
but the chip saves him a little bit now.
But Deion deserves to be in that conversation. And now with an expanded playoff, hopefully the next step for Colorado is to be in the playoff.
Here's what I love about this. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 404-726-0929. You can text us, guys. That's our text line. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. He kept his word. Everybody thought he was full of crap. Everybody thought he was going to leave. Everybody thought when Deion was like, I love it. I'm good. I don't have to go anywhere. Like, this is where I want to be. And everybody's like, yeah. I love the fact that not only he kept his word, he's now been rewarded for it. And, Mike, let's keep it 100. Normally, African-American coaches don't get the reward, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about Mel Tucker, and that was like the monumental mistake because he just didn't get the job done. Then he had the scandal at Michigan State.
Right.
That's an outlier. Guys that go places and have this kind of impact rarely get the deal. And so for Deion, I think this speaks volumes. One, it proves you can go be an HBCU coach, Mike. You don't have to stay. You can move on, advance your career, move up to bigger and better things, and then be successful and see this kind of coaching contract happen. I think it speaks volumes for Deion Sanders, who a lot of people, again, thought was just full of crap with the whole, he's going to Colorado, he'll be there for a year.
Everyone thought it'd be a springboard to another, if not a college gig, to the NFL. He's in a great spot. I mean, and it's funny because a couple of years ago, Florida State fans like, well, Deion's got to prove it somewhere. Well, he's more than proved it, and now we're stuck. If you're an FSU fan, I was just talking to one at the bar earlier today about both of us lamenting, do you actually renew your season tickets this year? But anyway, Colorado, they're excited. They're viable, you know, and they're moving the meter. And as you said, the money that's rolling in, it speaks for itself. And that's what justifies it.
No doubt. We got a lot to get to, man, including what happened with the Braves yesterday. We were at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Great crowd out there. Thanks for everybody that came through. We lose 7-4 to the Padres.
Bullpen.
Yeah, look, a couple of things stand out, right? I mean, they go on a 4-run rally in the seventh. That is certainly the bullpen giving up the game. You get a pretty good game from Chris Sale, Mike, when you talk about what he did in this game as a starter, and you get a 2-run home run from Ozzie and a dinger from Riley. You had enough to get this done. The problem was two things fail you. One, the bullpen, you're right. And two, listen, Drake Baldwin, I got high expectations for him. They had 5 stolen bases yesterday. We didn't have any. They challenged him from the jump.
Yeah, I look back at the Padres, and they're pretty good at stealing bases. Remember Schilt? That was the guy that was the Cardinals manager back in the day.
We don't like that dude.
He's the one that ran it up on us, didn't like Acuna. They threw it at Acuna in that humiliating loss when Fulte got blown out in Game 5 back in the day. But, yeah, Schilt, he does like to be aggressive on the base paths. So, yeah, they took advantage. Drake London's going to have to tighten that up. That's why I love to have a guy. Oh, never mind. He's with the Angels. So we knew there's going to be some
Drake Baldwin.
Yeah, Drake. What did I say? Drake Baldwin. I missed
it. London.
Yeah. Now, if Drake London can play catcher and hit 300, I'll see that too.
I agree.
That'd be a very busy year for him. But yeah, Drake is got to be a guy that is going to improve. I don't expect him to be Gold Glove catcher, but you know that was a knock. I think maybe scared the Braves on Contreras. They always felt you were going to be giving up so much. Now with the bases that have been expanded to be the size of pizza boxes, I still don't think people are stealing bases like I think baseball thought they would. But if you got a guy like, unfortunately, Drake Baldwin, who's just kind of letting him, Carl, it was literally like turnstile on the base pass. They got to tighten that up. Neris, by the way, comes in, the former Phillies closer. We were not even thinking remotely he'd be the guy in that spot based on what Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos talked about.
So we were in a bridge spot, right? I mean, it's game one. We've got to figure out how do we get to our setup guys to get to you know, Raisel Iglesias. And this was the first game where you go, all right, sixth, seventh, what are we doing? Sales out. He's done his job.
Would you rather see Dylan Lee, whether it was lefty or righty?
Well, that's the thing. So I'm not going to say Snicker made the wrong decision. I just think he's trying to figure it out. And you run this guy out there, Mike, and maybe next time he's not going to do that. Mm-hmm. This sixth and seventh inning, when Sale gives you five innings pitched, he gave up, three runs? He struck out seven yesterday. And you go, all right, how do we get from here? Because we're in control of the game up to that point. To here, which is we got Iglesias, we got our setup guys, we know what this is going to look like, and this is the first game. So I don't know if it's going to be this every time, but you're right. It's something they've got to figure out.
Yeah, and also we talked about some of the defensive lapses at times. You know, this is Matt Olson had a bad throw to home,
which
made
terrible.
No sense. If you didn't see the game,
Mike.
Coming home and just bad, just
Why
bad
are
baseball.
You throwing from your butt?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I mean, if you make that play 1 out of 100, it's a great play.
Right.
Most times you're not, and you're going to sail the ball. That's the thing. You know, you're going to be gone. So, I thought that was a bad play.
So the Braves lose their opener in San Diego. And that's the thing, though. You lose a game with Chris Sale, it's like you lost twice. Knowing how thin the back end of your rotation is going to be.
And no Strider.
When Grant Holmes has to start against the Dodgers after you wrap up. It's three more games in San Diego.
All right, guys. Tonight, by the way, late start. Yesterday was an early start, opening day out there. But Dylan Cease taking on Ronaldo Lopez tonight with a 9:40 first pitch. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We do have a lot of stuff to cover this afternoon. We were planning on talking with Steve Koonin, Mike. He is not going to be available today. We just got word, so we'll push him to next week and get a chance to talk to him as we get closer to the playoffs. But speaking of ugly, what was that last night?
Yeah, they went through some moments. It's kind of, we talked about Georgia going
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Point of the tournament, like those 5 and 6 minutes where they don't score, there were some moments where they could score, and there was fluidity in the half court, and they would just go away. And I don't know. I don't really blame the coach. I thought that they tried to change up the rotations, but they tried to keep things fresh. But, man, the athleticism and the size of Miami, they couldn't match.
They fought. They did give the effort. But those are games you've got to win, man.
Right.
And we keep talking about, like, hey, how do you close the gap?
I just don't know what Quinn's supposed to do without having a deeper team. You know, there's limitations. I mean, Miami's been terrible since Jimmy Butler got traded, but they've got athletes on that team.
No, you're right, Mike. Heat win 122-112. That wasn't indicative of the real what was going on. Hawks were down at one point, I think 18 or 20 points. They did fight back, as I mentioned, but that's just not what I expected last night. And now you got to go to Milwaukee. Now, Dame is out. We know that, but still, that's not going to be easy. But Tyler Hero kills us again.
The game was really, for my money, was won in the second quarter. That's when Miami basically blew doors.
Yep.
To your point, built that lead up. But yeah, man, Adebayo, and that's the thing I was saying, watch out for Adebayo. He had the off night. To your point, 13 to 17 from the floor was Tyler Hero. So, damn, son. Yeah, and the bench, they had some good even bench scoring as well. But it's just, there were runs in this game where, you know, just things just looked awful. And also, guys, you know, last night, Trey, you know, he had a monster night, 29 points. He had a double-double with 12 assists. But there were other nights where that's where you need Reece Hachette. He's not there yet. Reece Hachette, you can't lean into him to be a 20 or 25-point guy. Maybe now next year and the year after.
Sure.
But that's a night where you really need to resachet to kind of exceed rookie expectations. He couldn't bring it.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.